The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and as always, the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. If you feel the need to send an email, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can reach right out to Gary at YourCarInsiders.com, or you can go to the Your Car Insiders website, and there is a contact page on that. If you reach out to me via an email, it could take about 24 hours or 12 hours for me to get back to you. The easiest way to reach me, it's my cell phone. It's 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to Bobby Rabati and his family at B&N Auto Sales for their support of the show. They're located at 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. And Bobby's phone number is 602-722-9151. Last couple of weeks, we've been talking about car insurance based on something that happened with one of my clients. And his family member actually came on the show. And I just want to follow up and finish up with this story because it's finally all finished. Well, after we recorded the show, they got an estimate from the body shop for $27,000 worth of damage on a car that was probably $24,000 brand new. And they got the estimate from the body shop, and then they received notification from the insurance company that the insurance company was going to come out and evaluate the vehicle. So the insurance company went out and evaluated the vehicle, and they sent a follow-up estimate on the damage, and it was $17,000. And I looked at the estimate, I compared the two, and it looked like one was with brand new parts, one was with used parts, one was not fixing this, one was not fixing that. But the eye catcher was at the end of the estimate from the insurance company, it said any additional damage added at a later date will be covered by the insurance company. Well, it seemed to me that the insurance company was trying to fix the car, not replace the car. And it didn't take more than one conversation for them to have with their insurance company, and the insurance company saw the light, and they totaled the vehicle. Okay, it's very important to understand what it is that you're doing when you're dealing with your insurance company, with a body shop, because Will, who was on, he did a great job making sure that his father-in-law was protected to the best of their ability. Now, at the end of the day, they decided that the car was totaled and we got John a new car. But it's important, people, I can't stress this enough. Insurance. You don't want to know what you're not covered for when you need it. Now, when you get your insurance policy, it's not just about the dollar amount you spend. It's about what your coverage is. So when you're driving around and you have the state's lowest liability limits and you get into an accident and you hit somebody who hits the car in front of them, 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 you've just hit five cars. And the liability for that accident normally ends up with the first person that hit the first car. So if you're driving around with the state's limited lowest liability limits, You could have a problem in an accident like that. You don't want to find out what you don't have when you need it. And you want to make sure that, you know, I prefer dealing with an agent, okay? I use an agent, and I even use for my motorcycle, it's Progressive Insurance. I can go online, I could buy it through Progressive, and I could have everything online. Or I could call my friend Paul Houston at the Houston Taylor Group, and Paul is a Progressive agent, besides other insurance companies. I prefer to do that because this way, if I have a problem, I have somebody that I could speak to. The biggest thing that you want to remember is make sure that if your insurance seems to be very inexpensive, make sure what your coverages are, what your liability limits are, what your deductibles. Everybody has glass coverage insurance in the state of Arizona. However, if you don't add full coverage glass insurance and you have a $1,000 deductible, if your windshield breaks, that windshield is going to cost you $1,000 if it's more than $1,000, because you pay your deductible if you don't add full coverage glass insurance. That's enough about that. And just to let you know, John got a new car. Everything was fine, but it was a great job by Will and John's daughter, Joanne, to make sure that he came out smelling like a rose and getting his car totaled rather than having the insurance company try to fix the vehicle. You know, one of the things that I notice a lot is, you know, you see these commercials on TV and then they have the small print. And the dealers and the manufacturers advertise completely differently. Dealerships a lot of times will advertise using a stock number, that it's that sale price or that lease is based on that specific car. When a manufacturer advertises, they advertise where they will talk about a vehicle that might not necessarily be the most desirable trim level in that car. And I'll go back to 2003, 2004, when I was a sales manager at Lou Grubb Chevrolet on Camelback. And I used to be part of the process of ordering vehicles. So General Motors Chevrolet was advertising a truck that none of the dealers ordered because nobody wanted that truck. So we sat down one day, and it was myself, the general manager of the dealership, the market rep for Chevrolet, and our inventory manager. And we were ordering vehicles. And I asked the young man, I said, let me ask you a question. Why do you advertise a truck that you, the dealers, don't order? Well, it's to give you a low price point in our TV ads. I said, do you realize what it's like when somebody comes in looking for that low price truck, doesn't understand the features that that truck doesn't have, and then we have to explain that we don't have the truck? Okay, it's not a good way to start a transaction with a customer. And I asked him, how long did you sell cars before you worked for Chevrolet? And his answer was, I never sold cars. I have a business degree from college. It amazes me the lack of understanding that some of these people have that work for the manufacturers and what it takes to deal with somebody in the general public. I'm here to help you buy a car. I'm here to navigate you through this process. It amazes me how many people truly believe that they can actually do this and end up outsmarting the dealership. Okay. I don't get tricked. I don't get confused. And if I don't like the way the transaction's going, I excuse myself and leave. I'm not going to help you make a decision that I think is not in your best interest. I'm not in this for the $400 that I charge you to help you buy a car. Okay, and that's what my fee is. If I help you buy a car, and only if I help you buy a car, I collect $400 when the transaction is complete. I don't send people to car dealerships by themselves. I had a gentleman last week, and I've helped this gentleman before, and it was kind of funny because he's a really, really nice guy, and he's a writer, and he wrote a book. And when he got his last car, I bought a copy of his book because I thought it was a pretty interesting topic. So Neil called me and said, hey, I want to buy a new car. I've gotten a little bit older, and I want to get something that sits a little bit higher than the Hyundai Veloster that I have. But I want to stay in the Hyundai lineup because I really like the car that I have. So Neil was a pleasure to deal with. He went out, he drove around, he drove different cars and decided which model that he wanted. And it was just a car that in the entire state, there were two of them in the color that he wanted. So I had said to Neil, hey, let's do this. You have a trade-in, we have to get your trade appraised. It doesn't matter what your car's worth if you don't like the number, and I'll take care of you on the price of the new vehicle. So we got in the car because I met him in a parking lot over off of 67th Avenue and the Loop 101, and we drove out to see my friend Adam Breen at Earnhardt Hunt at Santan Hyundai at in Gilbert. And when we got there, Adam did a locate, found out there were two vehicles. We then looked at Neil's car. Put all the numbers together. Neil shook Adam's hand. Adam said, let me just work on getting the car. Before we left, we had confirmation that one of the dealerships of those two vehicles was going to give him the car. We did all the paperwork. We went home. Neil dropped me off at my car. And I hope Neil's listening to the show, because I told him, I have not read a book. I've not read a book probably in 20 some odd years. Neil, I started reading the book. And I laughed when I told my wife, I said, listen, I'm going to read his book. And I read the first chapter and I put the book down. And I read the next chapter and I put the book down. There's 32 chapters in the book. And I kind of got a feeling it's going to probably take me somewhere about 2 weeks to read the book. I suffer from ants in the pants. I don't like to sit still. I like to be always doing something. My wife was laughing the other day because I got up in the morning and I made dog food. I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. And it was 8 o'clock when I was all done. And she was like, what are you going to do the rest of the day? I don't have a clue. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show. And the easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370. Your Car Insiders.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Stop in and experience the no-bull difference. It's our way of doing business, where customer satisfaction is our top goal now and generations to come. We're located at 99th Avenue and Loop 101, or online at EarnhardtHonda.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you are in for a great ride. And that ain't no bull.
Monte Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me is 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to Joey Staples and his team at Earnhardt Honda, located at 10151 Papago Freeway in Avondale, Arizona. You know, sometimes I'll get a phone call from somebody and they'll ask me the question, do you help with new cars only or will you help somebody buy a used car? And when it comes to the used cars, it depends on what you're looking for. So if you're looking for something that's got over 100,000 miles on it or over 150,000 miles on it, it's not normally anything I like to get involved in. And the reason being is sometimes those cars don't go away. But if I've helped you in the past and you're looking for a used car and you want my help, you want my advice, it's really simple. Reach out, give me a call at 602-525-1370. So I think I mentioned about the young lady that didn't appreciate me being so honest with her, and I didn't tell her what she wanted to hear. And it's very difficult sometimes to try to navigate through buying a used car because of the way that dealerships advertise vehicles. So there's a dealership, and I'm not going to mention the name of the dealership, but I'm going to read this real quick. All advertised vehicles are subject to actual dealer availability. Certain vehicles listed may not be available or may have different prices. Prices exclude sales tax, license, dock fee, $249 for door edge guard, smog fee, and finance charges if applicable. Vehicle option and pricing are subject to change. Price includes all dealer rebates and dealer incentives. Pricing and availability varies by dealership. Please check with your dealer for more information. The additional price of $1,295 on the dealership website will not appear on third-party websites or aftermarket products installed. Prices do not include dealer charges such as advertising that can vary by manufacturer or reason, or cost for selling, preparing, displaying, or financing the vehicle. Prices do not include dealer add-ons or accessories unless otherwise stated on the vehicle description page. Internet pricing is good for retail transactions only, not for brokers or wholesalers, and is only available for prime lender financing. Financing not obtained through the dealership, non-prime and cash transactions will increase in an increase in price, will result in an increase in price. If that's the place that you want to start off doing business with, I'll wish you the best of luck. I have no interest, zero, zilch, nada, any interest in stepping foot in dealerships that do business this way. The other part that I liked was second key floor mats and owner's manual may not be available on pre-owned vehicles. While every reasonable effort is made to ensure the accuracy of this data, we are not responsible for any errors or omissions contained on these pages. This is what happens when you look for a car and you go to Auto Trader or you go to Cars.com or you go to Car Gurus and you find cars at dealerships that are listed there. But then you click on the dealership's website and the prices are not the same. I deal with people that I have relationships with. And I will tell you, car dealerships, they're there to make a profit. You know, I helped somebody, they were looking for a truck, and we spoke about a month ago, and he found a really, really nice Jeep. And I was really impressed with the Jeep that he found. And it was really nice, and it was a great price on a used vehicle. And he called me the next day and said, Gary, I hope you don't think I wasted your time, but something came up, and I'm going to put off getting the vehicle for a little while. Well, about a month later, the young man called me again and said, hey, I'm back on, but I don't want to buy a Jeep Gladiator. I'd rather buy a Ford F-150. And he sent me a picture of a truck that was a really, really, really nice truck. And I explained to him how the process was going to work at this dealership, but I would be happy to meet him the next day, drive over there with him, as long as he understood that I was going to earn my money protecting him because of how I knew how this dealership did business. So he sends me the vehicle, and I go to the dealership's website, and I can't find the vehicle anywhere. So I said to him, listen, do me a favor. I don't want to call the dealership. You call the dealership again. And they told him the truck was available in the first phone call. So when he called back the second time and said that the vehicle was no longer on the website, they told him that they took the truck off their website because somebody was trying to buy it. In 34 years of me being in the car business, I don't ever recall a dealership that took inventory off their website as they were working a car deal on the car. Okay, sometimes it could take days for them to remove the car after it's sold. So at that point, I said to him, hey, do me a favor. Give me the opportunity to help you. So he calls me later in the day and he asks me what I think about this dealership. And I said, it's not a bad place. Let me look at some of the cars. Started pulling up these cars, and they were all used F-150s, and they all started their life north of the border, which means they started their life in Canada. Nothing necessarily wrong with the car, and he understood that. But he didn't want to buy a car from that was originally from Canada because he had a truck that he bought in Las Vegas that he didn't realize had originally come from Canada. And when he went to try to trade this truck in on his own, the dealerships were reluctant to give him what we call all the money or a fair value. And it was the only time ever that when I ran a Carfax on a vehicle and the car pulled up the Carfax and it says show original window sticker. When I clicked on it, I couldn't read it because it was in French. So the trucks that he was finding that were from Canada at these two dealerships, they were from Canada, but they were not French written MSRPs. So I asked the young man to give me the opportunity, and we got in the car and we drove out to Rodeo Ford and saw David Garcia and Alex Medina. And David looked at his truck, and his truck was a really good looking truck with 150,000 miles on it. Really good eyeball. So it was a truck that was probably going to go straight to the auction. And we narrowed it down to two trucks. And one of the trucks was a truck that he had. The other truck was a truck he had to trade for. And I sat there with the young man, and I kind of hoped he would listen to me and buy the 2023 F-150 instead of the 2022 F-150 due to the fact that the difference in the price of the trucks would pay for itself if he were to trade in the next 3 or 4 years. My name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me, it's my cell phone, 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to David Garcia and Alex Medina at Rodeo Ford, 13680 West Hess Drive, Goodyear, Arizona.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. At Rodeo Ford, an Earnhardt dealership in Goodyear, we offer a huge selection of new Ford vehicles, all with low, no bull prices. Visit today or go to RodeoFord.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. You know, it's the thing that I understand, and it's the thing that I do the best is helping people buy cars. Could I work in a car dealership, make more money, and work more hours and sacrifice the lifestyle that I have? Absolutely. But what I like, I prefer to help people buy cars. I don't sell cars. I help people buy cars. So every once in a while, I'll talk to them, well, what'd you sell this week? I didn't sell anything, but I helped somebody buy this, I helped somebody buy that, and I helped somebody buy this. But there's a lot of things that are still going on in the car business that have not changed. And when I say not changed, it's still the price of a car. It's still what your trade-in's worth. It's still what your interest rate's going to be on a loan if you're not paying cash. And do you need any products in the business office? And there are products that I believe in. Okay. I'm a believer in prepaid maintenance if it's at the right price. I'm a fan of wheel and tire protection if you're somebody that damages wheels or lives in an area where you get numerous flat tires. And I absolutely am a believer in buying a service contract on the car that you buy. So when someone calls me and they just want to know what the price of the car is, it kind of tells me that they don't have an understanding of actually how this works. I got a text message the other day, and they wanted to know if I had any ins to get fleet pricing or invoice pricing on a Toyota 4Runner. And what I wanted to say to him was, if he can find them at invoice or fleet pricing, okay, fleet, okay, if you're not a fleet business, if you don't have a fleet account number, and you call the dealership and you're speaking to a fleet manager, okay, you're talking to somebody that's an internet manager that could have been in the business less than 3 months. And the acronym for fleet, when I was a fleet manager, was full list each and every time. The internet department in most dealerships averages higher gross profit than the retail department. Now, I'm going back 20-some-odd years. Today, it's completely different. The key to buying a new car right now is going to the dealership that has the car that you want to buy. And the first thing I will tell you is if you've been communicating with somebody and they tell you, yes, they have the car, and when you get there, the car's not there, I'm not telling you that they lied to you. I'm not telling you that they misled you. I'm not telling you that the car didn't get sold on your way there. I was a fleet and internet manager. I was the director of a fleet and internet department at a GMC store in the early 2000s. And I will never forget, gentleman called me from up north, Kingman. And he wanted to come down and he wanted to buy a truck that nobody else had. It was a Power Stroke diesel, manual transmission, short box dually regular cab F-350. And he needed the truck for towing. And I explained to him that, hey, I'll see you tomorrow, but I'm just letting you know that we open at 8. You can't get here till 9:30. I cannot hold the vehicle without a deposit and you agreeing to the price. And I'll never forget, he said, Gary, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If the car's sold when I get there, it is what it is. And I absolutely agreed with him. And as he drove into the dealership to look at the truck, it was driving out with the TRP. I got to work about 7:15. Somebody else had a customer there at 7:30. We didn't open till 8. And at about 9:20, when this gentleman was pulling in, this gentleman was pulling out. If you find the car that you want to buy, it's more important now than never to try to make a decision in your best interest. Don't make anything hasty, but that car that's there, if it's the only one, it might be gone when you decide to go back. The easiest way to reach me is 602-525-1110. 1370. 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to Coulter GMC Buick on Camelback, 1202 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona. Tom Iles has been a huge supporter. I've been friends with Tom for years. He's helped numerous clients in the past year with all their needs on some General Motors products.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Among them is Earnhardt Santan Hyundai. Shop now and get 3 years complimentary maintenance on our full lineup, including the all-electric 2022 Hyundai Ioniq 5. Stop in or visit online at santanhyundai.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green, and the easiest way to reach me is 602-525-1370. Not sure if you're aware, but you know, the radio show that we do on Saturday, that I do on Saturday mornings, it airs from 6 to 7. However, you can find the radio show online at either the 960 The Patriot website, or you can find it online at the Your Car Insiders website. You can listen to the podcasts whenever you want. Very special thanks to Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead, located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. I saw some articles, and one of the articles I saw was, it's the best time to buy a used car in 16 months. Just don't take out a big loan. This article was on Autoblog, and it was dated December 9th, 2022. Used car prices have fallen to their lowest level since August 2021. Now, I don't know if that's because Carvana's stock went from $370-some-odd in August of 2021 to where it's hovering right now between the $5 and $10 range. Interest rates continue to keep vehicles out of reach for many buyers. Those less reliant on financing for their car purchase, however, could stand to benefit. Now, one of the things you want to keep in mind, if used car prices are starting to come down, so is your trade-in value starting to come down. Over the past few years, record used car prices have come at a time of sky-high inflation across the U.S. While this is finally changing, many car buyers may be forced to continue waiting on the sidelines. We're per Cox Automotive's Manheim Used Vehicle Value Index, which tracks the wholesale prices of used vehicles sold at the U.S. auctions, used car prices are at their lowest level since August of 21, with its index falling nearly 16% since peaking in January. Now, you as a consumer, I don't believe you can look at the Manheim used car value. I call it Manheim Market Report, MMR. It is one of the tools. It is probably the most important tool that a car dealership looks at when they're appraising your vehicle. If you don't have a login for Manheim, I don't believe you can look at this. New inventory is finally starting to build, and that's producing momentum in new retail sales. But that momentum appears to be at the expense of used retail, Cox chief economist Jonathan Smoke said. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Yes, inventory is getting better, but it's not across the board on everything. I'm trying to get a Yukon Denali for somebody, and for at least 6 weeks, he's had his car ordered and not picked up. Now, I ordered a new car for myself, and that order got picked up in one day. Okay, so I will tell you this, just because you put your name on an order, you need to follow up and make sure with the dealership, has my order been accepted? Semiconductor shortages disrupted the production of new vehicles over the last few years. Demand for used cars surged, causing prices to skyrocket. But new vehicle inventory is finally increasing, taking some pressure off the used car market. At the same time, supply isn't improving, demand has fallen. Even as prices have begun to decline, deteriorating finances largely due to inflation have continued to deter some from the market. It's among the reasons the used car retailer Carvana is on the verge of bankruptcy despite experiencing soaring sales earlier in the pandemic. I don't see Carvana filing bankruptcy. I do know that they're having issues, but together these dynamics have provided used car buyers some long-awaited price release. More people aren't paying their car loans. Okay, in the range of 620 and below. Okay, I do have people that most of my clients have great credit. I do have the ability to help people that have less than stellar credit. As the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates in an effort to cool inflation, interest rates on car loans have risen in tandem. In October, the average APR rate on used car loans rose to 9.6, the highest level in over a decade. Used car buyers are taking out larger loans than ever as well, another factor contributing to ballooning interest payments. I have not helped anybody purchase a car that their interest rate was 9.6%. So I guess everybody that I'm helping has a below average interest rate on their cars. So while higher interest rates have contributed to the falling demand and prices of used vehicles, they could be keeping them out of the reach for those reliant on significant car loans to make their purchases. Per experience, for instance, the average monthly used car payment, which accounts for both principal and interest, rose from $472 to $525 in July through September compared to the same time last year. New vehicle inventory might finally be improving, but the auto industry is still on a long road to recovery because rising interest rates are creating a major barrier to entry for car shoppers. For those less reliant on financing their car purchase, however, this could be the best chance to buy an affordable car in over a year. While the new car market is expected to cool off as well, used car prices continue to be where the best bargain is. Per Cox, the estimated typical monthly car payment for new vehicle purchases rose to a record high of $748 in October, driven by elevated prices and interest rates. New cars may finally becoming more available just when most Americans can no longer afford them. They're leaving out something that's really important. They're talking about elevated prices and interest rates. So what they're not talking about is the lack of incentives. And what I mean by the lack of incentives, in 2019, when we purchased my wife's Dodge Ram 1500, there were $8,500 in incentives, and dealers would sell trucks for invoice minus under invoice minus the rebates. Okay. Those days, you know, dealers selling trucks with $8,500 rebates, I haven't seen $8,500 rebates on anything. The other thing you want to keep in mind is the car that I purchased in 2018 had an MSRP of approximately $46,000. The car that I purchased in 2023, my order was picked up on January 29th. There was a MSRP of just around $53,500. And I jokingly said to one of my friends that, you know, there's a lot of cars and I've had a lot of nice cars in my life. And I jokingly said to him, hey, you know, I really like that car. And it's twice what I want to spend. So all I have to do is take a 10-year loan instead of a 5-year loan or a 12-year loan instead of a 6-year loan. Please, folks, understand what it is that you're doing when you're financing a car. I helped a young man, the gentleman that I mentioned, on buying that Ford F-150 pickup truck, the 2023 instead of the 22. We sat down and we had a really long conversation, and I know he has the ability to pay his car off inside 24 months. So my explanation to him was, if you're concerned about your payment, but you can pay the car off in 24 months and throw large chunks of money right at the beginning, let's look at financing the car for 84 months. I've talked to people that have called me, and they were in car dealerships that were offering them 96-month car loans. When you look at some of these interest rates and these terms, you have to look at that little box on the truth in lending portion of the loan contract where it says finance charge. Those finance charges are becoming bigger because the cars are becoming more expensive. The interest rates are becoming higher. I will tell you this. I've seen people that did something really smart. They bought their lease out and traded their car in almost immediately to buy a new vehicle because there was so much equity in their lease that they didn't want to just give the car back. Now, the people that did that a year ago and they had 25% equity in their car, they may now be even based on what's happened to the used car market. I'm here to help you. I'm going to discuss with you all of your options. I'm not selling you anything. I'm not there to talk you into doing anything. But I will tell you, yes, MSRP on vehicles has gone up. I mentioned what happened with my car. I just, out of curiosity, built my wife's truck that's a 19, and that MSRP on her truck went up by about $11,000, which was about 15% increase from what her original MSRP was. I'm here to help you make a decision that makes the most sense to you. I'm not here to try to talk you into doing something that makes no sense whatsoever. Buying a used car, every single car deal stands on its own. I helped somebody buy a 2020 Mustang, and he literally bought the car for half what the original MSRP was. I've had people look at used trucks that they're saving less than $7,000 buying a truck that's 2 years old. You have to understand what makes the most sense for you. Another important issue to look at, if you're buying a car and you're buying a used car, whether you're buying that car new, private part, I'm sorry, from a new car franchise as a used vehicle, private party, it's very important. You need to understand if there's any open recalls on your vehicle. If there's an open recall on the vehicle, it's a very simple process. National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, NHTSA. Jump onto their website. There's a VIN decoder. Put the VIN number in. And when you put the VIN number in, it will show if there are any recalls on the vehicle that you're looking at. And the most important thing when you're looking at these recalls is this. Remedy available, remedy unavailable, which means if it says remedy unavailable, the manufacturer does not have a fix for that recall at this time. And sometimes they're not big deals. Sometimes it's you have a car that they tell you don't park in your garage because it could catch fire. The car could accelerate on its own. The car could do this, the car could do that. If it's something to do with something simple that they don't have the part for yet, it's one thing. If it's a safety item in a vehicle, you have to make sure that you are not buying something that can't be fixed and could endanger the safety of your family. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. Easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. I read these articles about these so-called experts, and it kind of makes me wonder what their background was before they wrote these articles. Want to send out a very special thanks again to Bobby Rabati and his family at B&N Auto Sales, 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Bobby's number at 602-722-9151. Very special thanks to Matt Kinder and his team at Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead, located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria. Tom Isles and his team at Coulter GMC Buick on Camelback, 1202 East Camelback. My friends at the Earnhardts, Earnhardt Honda, Santan Hyundai, Rodeo Ford, my friend Ron Paff over at Earnhardt Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Gilbert. Last but not least, Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, 8801 West Bell Road, Peoria, Arizona. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, 602-525-1370. It's the easiest way to reach me.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.